Oh, hi, this is Walter, and I'm with Opinion Research. How are you doing today?
Good. Who are you with?
I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
Okay, go ahead.
Fantastic. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
And generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
County or city? County? County, yes.
Yeah, county, right track? Okay. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County for you? For example, we have education issues, poor economy, poor leadership by elected officials, management, which is growth, sprawl, development, poverty, crime and drugs, high cost of living, healthcare, high taxes and government spending.
Can I pick two?
I'm sorry?
Or just want one? You want just one or two?
No. What is the most important issue facing Ector County for you? Like your own opinion is really important. One of all of this, like quality of life in general, air pollution.
Crime.
Okay. Yes, crime. And how will you rate the economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor, undecided?
Excellent.
Okay. Excellent. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse, or about the same?
Probably better off.
Better off. Okay. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned?
Very.
Somewhat?
Very. Not concerned at all.
Not concerned at all?
No.
Not at all concerned. Okay. Perfect. And I'm going to read a list of qualities and, you know, characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Now, I'm going to start with effective leadership from elected officials. Do you think it's good, fair, poor, excellent, undecided?
Poor.
Public safety and low crime?
Poor.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
No opinion.
Okay, and quality of public schools?
Not the highest.
Not the highest. We can say it's fair.
It's fair.
Or good, fair. Okay. Availability of, you know, cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Fair.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Good.
Okay. Public transportation?
Fair.
What do you think about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Fair.
Fair enough. What do you think about the availability of quality health care?
Excellent.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Okay.
Yeah, just been to Odessa.
Okay. And availability of affordable housing?
Fair.
And welcoming and inviting to people of diverse, you know, backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? Do you think it's fair, good, poor?
Excellent.
Excellent,
yeah.
Okay, and offering job opportunities in your field?
Excellent. In my field,
excellent.
We can hire.
You can hire
somebody
people.
Come in wanting a job, pass a drug test, they got a job.
Okay, perfect. And now please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. You think it's excellent?
Excellent.
Recent college, graduates looking to enter the job market?
Excellent.
Good. Racial and ethnic, minorities? You think it's good? You think it's fair?
Oh, I think it's excellent.
It's
anybody can get a job here.
Wow. Families with children?
Excellent.
Young single people? Excellent, too?
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay. Retired?
You want to come to work? You want to come to work?
Oh, most definitely. But how will you rate Edgar County as a place to live for retirees?
Good.
Good for retirees. And people like you?
Excellent.
Awesome. People living below the poverty line, do you think it's a good place? It's an excellent place?
It's fair.
Fair. Okay, and immigrants from other countries? You think it's a good place or it's a fair place?
Or no.
It's a poor place. It's a poor place.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Now, how will you rate the overall quality of life in Edgar County, though? Excellent, good, fair, poor? Undecided?
Good.
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 Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Edgar County will be improved, deteriorate, or stay about the same? It will improve.
It'll improve.
Economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Edgar County? Very familiar? So somewhat?
Very familiar.
Very.
Very.
Okay. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Edgar County? Are you very confident?
Good. Okay, read them off.
All right. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation.
No. What are the ratings?
Oh, very good, familiar. Yeah, for the one before, it was very confident. If you were confident on you know, the vision, plans, and leadership for the economic development in Edgar County,
Yes. You're
very confident, right? Yes, I can tell. And what do you think, what's your opinion for the community development, you know, generate solutions to problems like housing?
You're confident, very confident.
Very familiar, okay. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Edgar County? You said very confident. And likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Edgar County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not very likely? Not very likely. Okay. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college, graduate or graduate degree?
We got two masters in the house.
So that's a graduate degree right there. In terms of your, you know, political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican. Okay, good. Now, what is your age? Is it between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay, do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
No. Okay. Which of the following best describes your race and or ethnicity? White, black, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? No. No.
No, in a roundabout, well, not directly, but my job depends on oil and gas, but not directly.
Okay. Now, is your annual household income, less than $25,000, or we can say between $25,000 and $39,000, or between $40,000 and $74,000, or $75,000
plus? Keep going.
$75,000
plus? $75,000 plus. Yeah.
Good. Are you currently employed full time, part time, retired, a homemaker, or a student, or currently unemployed? Employed full time.
Employed full time.
Okay, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Odessa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odessa? Okay.
Odessa.
Okay.
Like Odessa, Russia.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your opinion. This concludes our survey. I really thank you a lot, and I wish you the best. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you.